Hello again. We'd like to greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Paul Allison. Thank you for joining us for this week's message. Grab your Bibles and turn with me over to the book of Exodus and chapter 16. And the title of this week's message is Daily Miracles. Exodus chapter 16, and we're going to start with verse 11. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, speaking to them, saying, At even ye shall eat flesh, and in the morning ye shall be filled with bread, and ye shall know that I am the Lord your God. And of course they got to whining. The Lord had done, did a lot of great miracles before them with Moses there, as their leader and delivered them out of Egypt. But they'd get to whining, and now they're whining because they didn't have something to eat. And so the Lord's going to show them how he's going to feed them. Verse 13. And it came to pass that at even the quails came up and covered the camp. And in the morning the dew lay round about the host. And when the dew that lay was gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness there lay a small round thing, as small as the hoarfrost, on the ground. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, It is manna. For they wist not what it was. And Moses said unto them, This is the bread which the Lord hath given you to eat. And so there they had manna. So the evening the Lord gave them quail to give them that protein, that flesh to eat. And then they had their, I guess you could say, your carbohydrates. And I'm sure it was unleavened. But that manna. And then let's go on down to verse 35. Of this same chapter. And the children of Israel did eat manna 40 years until they came to the land, a land inhabited. They did eat manna until they came unto the borders of the land of Canaan. And of course, if you'll go on over and in the book of Joshua, you can see there in chapter, I believe it may be about chapter 5 or so, where after they entered the land of Canaan, is when the manna ceased. 40 years they eat manna in the wilderness. God fed them with bread from heaven every day. Now, they was only supposed to gather a day's worth. You can read here and that, you know, every morning they went and gathered it for 6 days, except for on the sixth day, which would have been Friday morning. They gathered twice as much because God didn't give it to them on the Sabbath. They wasn't supposed to work on the Sabbath, the seventh day. Then Sabbath being from sunset on Friday evening till sunset on Saturday evening. And so they got up on Saturday morning and on the Sabbath day, and there wasn't any. So the Lord gave them enough to have twice as much on Friday to tide them over through the Sabbath. Now, here's what is amazing, is whenever they would try to gather any extra on any other day, it wouldn't keep till the next day. It'd be spoiled by the next morning. But when they gathered twice as much on Friday morning, by come Saturday morning, that next day, that extra they'd gathered for that day, it had kept and hadn't spoiled. So the Lord did a miracle upon a miracle. He did the daily miracle of giving them the 6 out of 7 days, giving them the manna. And on that sixth day, it was that extra weekly miracle that on the seventh day, they still had bread. They still had a double miracle. They had the leftover from the day before. They'd gathered twice as much, and it hadn't spoiled over at night, when if they tried to do that any other time, it would have spoiled. Now, you think about this, and then look at the pattern of the behavior of the children of Israel, how many times they sinned, and how many times that they strayed from the Lord, and how that they failed the Lord over and over again, and they just, you know, was always struggling to keep the commandments of the Lord. That's in spite of a daily miracle. Just like whenever they had all the the commandments given to him by Moses. Up our 40 days he was in the mountain receiving the commandments of the Lord. And they, got tired of waiting on him. And so they had Aaron to make a golden calf. And they worshiped that thing. You know, well, guess what they'd had for breakfast that morning? They had manna. They had their belly full of the bread from heaven, and then they doubted the God of heaven and thought, well, Moses is gone, so let's make a calf. Let's make a golden calf and worship it and say it's our God that brought us up out of Egypt. How ludicrous is that? And then they would, here they was on a day, another day, they'd get to whining about something else. And they'd get to complaining and doubting God. Just like there, after just 2 years of being in the wilderness, when they finally got the tabernacle and everything built, and they'd been living on manna for 2 years. Every day, with the exception of Sabbath, but they didn't need to because they gathered twice as much the day before. Every day they eat manna. And here they come up to the edge of the land of Canaan. And the men went out and spied the land. 12 men, one from each tribe. 10 of them come back and said, oh, we can't take the land. It's fortified. There's giants living in that land. Oh, it's a good land. Oh, yeah, it's floweth with milk and honey. But these people, we look like grasshoppers in their sight. But Caleb and Joshua said, no, let's go up at once. The Lord is with us. Well, see, every one of them, all 12 of those men had been living on manna for 2 years, just like all 600,000 plus of those fighting men of Israel, the men of war that were numbered, not to mention the women and children. Some may estimate it may have been as many as 2 million, the whole host. If you had 600,000 men of fighting age, you got women and children and so on. Other than that, they estimate there may have been as many as 2 million out there in the wilderness. Because there's over 600,000 men of war. Every one of them, guess what they had for breakfast? They had manna. Their belly was full. They was not hungry because of a daily miracle of God. But then they were afraid to go fight and take the land. And so therefore they had to wander in the wilderness 38 more years. They'd already been there too for a total of 40 years. They had to wander until all those men of war died off. And as replaced by the young ones that came up, most of them born in the wilderness out there. And then they were ready to go in and conquer the land. So unnecessary. They had the daily miracle, the witness of God with them daily. You think about that. Every day they went out and gathered manna. Every day for breakfast for all those years. Every time they whined against God, God had already fed them breakfast. They had bread from heaven, for crying out loud, in their bellies on the day they rebelled. Over and over again this happened. You know what? We need to take notice of this because God blesses us every day. We have our daily miracles. It's amazing to me just to see a starry night, a sunrise, see the fog roll in, to hear the thunder. You know, you think about childbirth. You think about how a bird flies. And think about how trees grow. We are surrounded by the witness of God daily, but we still tend to doubt Him, don't we? And we still have His mercy and grace. Listen, we have the promises of God. We have daily miracles all around us, and we still fall into that same old pattern that the children of Israel did. In spite of God's daily blessing, His daily provision, and Him giving us breath. You know, it's amazing. It's got to hurt God's feelings. You think about how it really bound to have hurt God. Think about how stubborn and stiff-necked and hard-hearted those people was. To every morning get up, walk out to the edge of the camp and gather that manna. Bring it home and prepare their meal. And maybe while they're preparing their meal or while they're eating their meal, they're grumbling about something. They're doubting God. Wished we had stayed in Egypt. Think about that. Or there was different times whenever they sinned, and God punished them in the wilderness over those 40 years. There wasn't a single day went by that they didn't have that miracle, that manna, all around the camp, enough to feed 2 million people probably. At least we know there's over 600,000 fighting men. So you can only estimate and guesstimate that a million to 2 million people out yonder, somewhere between 1 and 2 million people out yonder, in the wilderness, in that camp, that God fed every day. And they still questioned, they still doubted, they still rebelled. Ain't that amazing? Had you ever really thought about that? It's just mind-boggling that they could be sitting there with a belly full of manna, well-satisfied, well-fed. Starvation, malnutrition was not a problem with any of them. They had plenty of food. Quail of the evening, manna of the morning. But still yet, they would whine, they would grumble, they would doubt, they would stray in spite of daily miracles. And we may think, how can they do that? But then we need to look in the mirror. And we need to do a self-examination. The Bible says, examine yourself, see whether you be in the faith. Prove your own self. Know ye not how Christ dwelleth in you, except you be a reprobate? So we need to look in the mirror, make sure we're not guilty of the same thing. We get to doubting, we get to rebelling, we get to whining, whatever the case might be. Won't you look at the cross? Look at the cross and to remind you of His love. You think God don't love you? Look at the cross. Think about Jesus suffering for us. His shed blood for our sins. He was delivered for our offenses, the Bible says. And He was raised again, hallelujah, for our justification. We have our daily miracles. God has blessed us beyond measure. But we still tend to be afraid and doubt, to grumble and complain, and even rebel. The children of Israel, they were there for an example for us. And we don't need to be. I've mentioned this these previous weeks in other messages, but we need to look at them and not repeat their mistakes. We don't have to learn things the hard way. We got to remember that the Lord, He is faithful. He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Lo, I am with thee always, even unto the end of the world. He's thy force. His hand ain't too short. His ear ain't dull of hearing. The Bible says the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous and His ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? You follow the good thing and the Lord will be on your side. Now the world will be against you. We may suffer at the hands of the world, but we don't have to worry about the wrath of God. Praise His holy name. He's given us hope beyond this world. We have our daily miracles we can look at. Like I say, you just look at creation and it screams Creator. God's handiwork, His fingerprints and footprints, they're all around us. I can't physically show you God in a tangible way. But just like maybe if somebody going to go deer hunting, you know, they might not see the deer, but they may see the sign. They'll see the tracks. They'll see maybe where a big buck has rubbed his horns on a tree and raked all the bark off of it. And they'll say, well, now there's a big one in here. They see his tracks. They see where he's horned the trees. You know, or maybe investigators. They might not know who committed the crime, but then they begin to collect evidence. And they might be hair samples. They might be fiber samples. They might be some DNA, a cigarette butt with saliva on it. And they can run tests. And they can get an idea of who did this. And if there's fingerprints and it matches someone's fingerprints, boy, it's hard to refute that kind of evidence. Well, Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You know, and without faith, it's impossible to please God, because those that come to Him must believe that He is, and He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. We need to be diligent in seeking the Lord. The children of Israel here, they lacked diligence. Every time they rebelled, they had their belly full of a daily miracle. The strength they had to stand on their feet that day came from the nourishment that God gave them from that manna. And they used some of that strength to rebel. It's amazing. But we can tend to do the same thing. We don't want to fall into that trap. Maybe you're out there today and you've never been saved. The Lord loves you. He'd love to have you. Maybe you got your doubts. But look around you. Look at the creation. The heavens declare God's glory, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. And the Creator of the universe loves you. He's reaching out to you and calling to you today to be saved. Won't you be saved today? Just bow your head and say, Lord Jesus, be merciful to me, a sinner. Ask Him to save you and forgive you. He gladly will. The Lord loves you, and He'd love to have you, but the choice is yours. Maybe out there as a believer today, you've struggled, you've went astray. Just return to Him, and don't neglect the daily miracles and fall into that trap of being in rebellion against God. When He's given you the strength to stand on your feet, He's given you every breath and every heartbeat that you have today. Oh, please, please don't neglect God's daily miracles. And until next time, therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh.